राधे राधे गोविंद गोविंद राधे 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 गोविंद गोविंद।
सो टुडे वी आर रीडिंग दिस टेंपल ऑफ लव पेज 17 पेज।
Today, we read from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 19, verses 152
to 154.
When a person receives the seed of devotional service, he should take care of it by becoming a gardener and sowing the seed in his heart. If he waters the seed gradually by the process of Shravana and Kirtana, the seed will begin to sprout. As one waters the Bhakti Lata Bija, the seed sprouts and the creeper gradually grows to the point where it penetrates the walls of this universe and goes beyond the Virajya River, which is lying between the spiritual world and the material world. It attains Brahma Loka, the Brahman effulgence, and penetrating through that stratum, it reaches the spiritual sky and the spiritual planet Goloka Vrindavana. Guru Deva explained, the mind runs like this. Immediately, it gets influenced by different effects. The sadhana makes one strong in this effect. And who is not in sadhana, he cannot work on this effect. Means he is helplessly thrown around. Mercy is coming, watering the seed through our ears. The creeper penetrates the material universe. Some stop there. Material desire is fulfilled. Someone desires a wife. Any material requirement comes. More comfort will come. Then we have to leave this material world to identify the spiritual world. In between, there is a river. We have to cross this river to reach to the spiritual. A river is a flow. When I was in the material river, there was a flow, a material flow, and a spiritual river goes with a spiritual flow. But in between, there is a river to cross. In one flow, you have to stay. It is not possible to stay in both flows. This body is working like this. There is a river in between. Brahmaloka means soul and super soul.
Okay, one stop. So in this verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 19th chapter, and verse 152 and 154, probably Rupa Shikshas. And then question may arise. Question is, what is Bhakti Lata Beach? So Dada Charanji, if you could explain what this seed, Bhakti Lata Beach, and then how to take care. This is very important point, I guess.
The seed contains everything. But it's how to say. In our case, it's bhakti lata. Lata means wine. Yeah, wine. Wine of bhakti means that creeper, which is growing up through all levels of universe, means all levels of consciousness, different desires and different types of happiness, and coming out of universe and come to the Viraja River, which is border between spiritual and material worlds. And this place, it's called Brahmaloka here, beyond this Viraja River. It's first is Brahmaloka, means the place where soul can get liberation, freedom from material world, means no any sufferings, no more temporal existence, no any cause of problems. And someone will be happy with this. Means before they get other seed, not Bhakti Lata Beach. But Bhakti Lata Beach by nature will have desire grow more up, go more higher. Vaikuntha, or it depends on from whom it was received, this Bhakti Lata Beach. Beach means strong desire, actually. Mm. It's coming through initiation, during initiation. Mm. And then Harikatha is pouring water on this seed. And here it's written, it's Shukadev speaking, he's telling. Mm. But devotee who received this seed must become a garden. Mm-hmm. It's to care about this seed. Makes, fence to protect from animals, mm-hmm, who can come and eat this gentle green creeper. And also from elephants, which is can uproot. Means, to make such a thing, it's called aparad. Mm-hmm. Which can makes heart not desiring the higher goal. Mm. It's dramatic for me, too much dramatic. And gradually, by this, actually, I think the gardener, real gardener, is Guru in Vaishnavas. It's my own feelings. Not I can try, but really, I need protection and help from Vaishnavas. And one day, who knows when it's according to Srimati Radhika's sweet will, it gives flower and sweet fruits, means prema. Mm. It in Gaudi Vaishnava school, it means devotee will receive Swarupa and will serve in this Swarupa to Sri Radha Mohanji. But I'm understanding. My understanding of this.
Thank you very much.
So yesterday was one initiation ceremony. And this is Harinam initiation. Then at that time, Gurudev was saying, this Maha Mantra could give you from A to Z. Means if you desire material things, also holy name could give, fulfill material desire. If you want to be impersonal realization, also you can get. If you want to buy Kunta Planet, also possible. If you go to Vrindavan, Goloka Vrindavan, it is possible. If you want to go Radha Mohan's Nikunja Seva, it is also possible. But it depends on our desire, also how to take care. If anybody take care Tulasi Maharani, then from beginning, sprout come. Then sometimes it is difficult. Is it Torasi's sprout or another weed's sprout? Sometimes we misunderstand. Weed is Torasi Devi. Also, sometimes we take out Torasi, you know, sprout. Or if we recognize this is Torasi Devi, then grown up. But all same time, the weed also coming out. And also string wind blow. Then Torasi Devi was kind of fell down. Sometimes broken. Well, sometimes if we don't give water to Torasi Devi, then Torasi Devi dry up. So therefore we are getting this Bhakti Lata Bij at that time of initiation especially. And then next thing is we have to take care of this Bij. And actually, interesting, because Gurudev recently often say, in our mind, what we are thinking, what is desiring, nobody check our heart. So we have to check it out. We are watering the Torasi, actually, sorry, this Bhakti Lata Bij, or dangerous animal, mud elephant is coming to in the heart. My parents-in-law has some kind of some land, countryside. And then they are making watermelon a lot. And we had some fence, but that fence is not perfect. Then animal coming, and then take out, you know, sometimes many part of watermelon. They're eating. Or, you know, they're kind of walking around, digging, and destroy everything sometimes. So similarly, in our heart, what we are thinking, we are thinking really Krishna's harikata, Krishna's pastime, Krishna's rupa, quality, and lila, or Krishna's seva. Or we are thinking about my work, my family, our money, or money, you know, many material objects. My bhakti is more easy because externally we go to Mongolatik, we do chanting, oh, I'm a good devotee. But this Raganuga bhakti, Raga bhakti, is we have to see inside our mind. Every moment, what we are thinking, we really thinking Radha Mohan, or we are thinking material object. And often we realize, oh, actually, I'm thinking I'm Krishna consciousness. But actually, reality is I'm thinking always opposite sex, or always thinking family member, always thinking about business, about money. So this, in reality, if we check it out, our mind, my mind, then we could understand our reality. What kind of advancement we are doing. Especially, I was saying, like animal enters the garden, watermelon garden. In the Vedic scripture, it describes mud elephant. Mud elephant means opposite side of love is false ego. I'm master. I'm enjoyer. I have these things, that thing. And if we are material consciousness, sometimes material greed is coming. Material envious is coming. Material anger is coming. Material pride is coming. Then is it we made offenses to other devotees, other people? So therefore Gurudev teaching is really actually nice. Don't check others. Check myself. I remember when we are doing Vaidhi Bhakti, we have tendency to check others. And actually, I'm learning how to check myself from Gurudev. So this Gurudev mentioned material world and spiritual world. In between, the river is there. It's called Viraj River. And Gurudev used to say, Gurudev say, two line, parallel line. One line is material line, one line is spiritual line. And if material lines become bigger, longer, then our spiritual line become very, very, what is it? Short. But the spiritual line become big, then our material line become small. So I'm realizing, I'm feeling how daily life put this spiritual line become bigger. It's called sadhana and also association. And Gurudev was many times saying, you are my fence. Other devotees like my fence. Other devotees fence. Protection. So Radhacharan Baba also saying similar thing. Because say Gurudev want to go somewhere else, but some other devotees, you know, are watching and asking, Gurudev, where are you going? If he want to go to some kind of personal things, sometimes devotee was kind of watching and prevent him to go some place. And some devotee come, Gurudev, please answer me my question. I want to read Radha Rasa Sanandi. Would you like to hear? So if we are in the association of devotee, and we have no time to deviation a lot. So this is Gurudev saying later on, check yourself. So this is very minute, but very important, I think, matter.
I am a soul. You are a super soul. I am a devotee. You are God. If I'm satisfied, I will stop here in the spark and the light. We can block at any time. Material world can block us. My mind, my senses, my false ego, my pride, my envy. Who will decide? We have to decide for ourselves. Everybody has a different heart. Check yourself. Different material projects are so important to be worked on. We will not cross the river to go to the spiritual world. We cannot even make any effort for that. We don't want to leave the material plane to cross this river to reach the spiritual world.
Like, I have heard very interesting story.
Like, say, if we arrive Delhi airport, and then we from Delhi airport, we planning to go to Vrindavan. Then sometimes, you know, if I don't know, some very nice building or some nice, very nice palace or amusement center. If someone has desire, oh, maybe let me go. So we can stop. Then to go to reach Vrindavan is become late. It takes more time to reach Vrindavan. Some people say, if we go to a different case, you know, different maybe occasion, some devotee was saying, if we go to spiritual, we see many different planets, different world. If once mind is attached to these things, then we have to go this place. Like, if we are driving from Delhi. Oh, this very nice fruit shop. Please stop it. I want to drink coconuts. Then car has to stop it. Then we enjoy this coconut. Or we go another place. Oh, this very nice restaurant. Oh, let me enjoy. Let me go. Then we have to stop it. So similarly, even tiny thing, tiny desire, if inside in our heart, then we have to go through this experience. So therefore, this Gurudev is saying, if we think we attach material object, then we cannot cross the material world. So we stuck it. So therefore, to go to spiritual world, very strong greed needed, or hankering, like crying, like Raghunath Das Goswami. He desire nothing else but Srimati Radhika's seva, Srimati Radhika. I don't want anything. I only need you. My Swamini Radhika. And that person can go across the spiritual world, can go to spiritual world. So this is... Oh, sorry, Suniti is there. Wow. I could not see. Suniti. What, my dear Suniti?
Ade, very nice. Very nice you explained.
So please share your, feeling and some realization, experience.
I think this basic understanding to check ourselves, this is always what Gurudev gives to us again and again. And this example, what Mahaprabhu gives, that we should become a gardener. Then I also think, what is the seed? And you were explaining how Gurudev is giving Harinam. So he's giving the holy name. So actually the holy name is put in our hearts. And then we are chanting these nice syllables. and we are feeling very good when they are, you know, helping us. But actually, I was feeling when you were reading it that the growing of this Bhakti Lata Beach, this creeper of devotion, is like growing in the feeling to Mahamantra. Mahamantra is the creeper. And according to my own deeper feelings, I feel Mahamantra like, you know, like a cleaning process. But also then slowly, slowly, I read yesterday in Vilapa Kusmanjali, we become more closer to Mahamantra, to Radha Mohan. And we feel that they are this Mahamantra. They are the, you know, they are the ones who come to me in the form of the seed that Gurudev is putting, this seed in my heart, in our hearts. And I feel that to really come into the personal relationship, it's the process. It's not a theory. It's not something that one can think, but only something I can learn how to feel. And that's why he is starting with the mind. Gurudev is starting with the mind to check the mind. And then when the mercy comes to cross the material world, this is such a nice example. How to cross this material world is actually mercy. Again, we need mercy. Every step we do in this development of this beautiful plant is a mercy step. And then in the next side or next page, Gurudev is explaining that, yeah, we get also benefits from chanting. We see that many devotees, when we come, we maybe have not so much happiness with money or with the relations or with the children. And then first of all, Srimati Radhika, she helps us by Gurudev's mercy that our material life becomes balanced. No? Because when the balance is not there, then the mind is not a good cooperation partner. Because like you said, Maharaj, we always think about our problems mostly. But then later, when the plant, our relation to Mahamantra, to Srimati Radhika, to be really specific, and to Gurudev, who are helping us to fence and protect, when this comes more strong and this one-pointedness comes more strong, then the relation to them in the Mahamantra, and that's what I just want to give right now, this example that Bhakti Lata Beach is the growing of realizing what is the meaning of Mahamantra and who is Mahamantra.
Mm.
That was my feeling, and thank you so much. And I'm so happy that we are reading this book. And you see, these are the words of Gurudev. I'm so happy. And it's written in the way how he talks.
So, Suniti-ji, if you could explain Hare Krishna Mahamantra's meaning a little bit by your experience.
I think we have all heard how Gurudev is explaining Mahamantra, that I always call it the divine embrace. It's Hare is Srimati Radhika. And she is embracing from behind. She's hiding. And she's embracing Krishna. Hare Krishna. And she does this once. And she does this twice. And then Krishna is feeling, who is embracing me? Krishna, Krishna. He is looking. Oh, it's my Hare, Hare. He is also embracing her. And then when they are in this embrace, they become Hare Rama. They are Radha and Mohan together. Hare Rama is Radha and Mohan. Rama. Ra, Radha, Mo, Mohan. And when they are in this divine embrace and they are so happy that they can meet and they can, you know, look into each other's eyes without problem, they can exchange their love freely, then they look and they are looking, where is all the our dasis? We need also our dasis. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. And then they are calling. Rama, Radha and Mohan are calling. Hare, Hare, come, all you spiritual, beautiful dasis. Come and have a beautiful service together with us in our divine embrace. That is the Kunj Seva. And that is when the mantras are serving so beautiful drinks and flower garlands and perfumes. And then it becomes the complete, you know, exchange of divine love. And that, to pray for this deep feelings of that, that is our goal. And that is our watering the Bhakti Lata Beach. And then the Bhakti Lata Beach, this creeper of devotion and this deeper feeling of Mahamantra will grow, and it will cross the material river, the Viraja River. It will go into the different areas. It will cross Vaikuntha, where Krishna is Vishnu and Srimati Radhika is Lakshmi, where they are living in their Aishwarya, in this, you know, godly planet where they are worshipping each other, and where the main feelings are worship and dasya, the serving in a worshipable mood. And then they go higher and higher until they come to Goloka Vrindavan. And that is what Gurudev also saying. We have to go into that spiritual flow, and that is by the mercy of Gurudev and all our Vaishnavas. We are reminding each other, what is Mahamantra? What am I chanting, and what do I want to remember whole day? And I think, yeah, we all, you all know this also very well, that Gurudev is giving that very special feeling and mood of the divine embrace. And when they embrace also, they become together, Ra, Radha and Mohan become Gora. They become Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Gora, no? This is Govinda and Radharani. So in every name there is the blessing, and in every name we can again and again feel them. But I have to practice this. I am, like Gurudev says, the mind is always, you know, easily jumping out. Easily I go into my own Leela, my own life story, which is also okay. But if we want to cross this material river, if we want to cross to the higher feelings of Radha Mohan's service, then I need my spiritual self. I need my spiritual identity. And that is very nice explained, how to get out to, you know, from all this material projects of all our material attachment, you know. It's not that we don't have our material lives. We have the children. We have our jobs. But all this understanding needs to be transformed into a loving feeling of serving the divine embrace of Radha Mohan. This is what I try, we all try, and we all are in our, you know, individual steps or phases of this. So thank you. I hope this was okay. I don't want to talk so much, Jayananda Maharaj.
Very beautiful explained, Suniti Didi. And yesterday was Basanti Panchami, and also Basanta Panchami is like a practice speaking. Spring will start from today to Gaura Purnima. It's kind of holy period. In India, you know, many different places, holy is there. Therefore, from yesterday, we have a kind of, what I say, flower, you know, like a colorful powder. Yesterday, yellow powder, we put Gurudev's face, each other's face like this. This is starting, is Basanti Panchami. And also yesterday was our Parama Gurudev's appearance day. Then yesterday, Gopinatha Bhaiya arranges Kirtaniya. And actually, among the Kirtaniya, one Kirtaniya is super. And I was watching him, hearing his, oh my God, this Kirtaniya is so sweet, so nice. And then later also, Gurudev also said the same thing. You recognize this Kirtaniya? Yes, Gurudev. His Kirtan, yes. His, you know, his Kirtan is embracing Radha.
Jai Ho!
You know, kind of, you know, this kind of meditation, you know, his chanting, you know, I feel it. Gurudev say like this. So, when Gurudev saying, when we Kirtan, we try to meditate in these kind of things. And Gurudev often say, Rama is not Ramachandra, not even Balaram, Parashuram, no. This is Rama is Ramaiti Rama. Radha Mohan together. Suniti did explain very nicely. La is Radha. Ma is Mohan. And also, Mahanid Baba was explained very interesting how to chant Mahamantra. If we want to be Manjari, in the Manjari's consciousness, we have to chant. Means we have to chant consciously. Gurudev recently, many things, very important word is conscious or unconscious. Conscious means spiritual life. Unconscious means like kind of no way, kind of animal, you know, life. Then how to conscious our spiritual identity? Who am I? This should be conscious. Well, whom we want to be? If we want to be Manjari, then as Manjari is conscious, we chant. What we meditate, what we read it. If we want to be the mother of Krishna, then as a mother of Krishna's position, we have to chant and hear, etc. This is yesterday's was Paramagurudev's appearance day, and then maybe last time. Uddhavaji read the saint of Braja. I was impressed. Maybe you may remember. Gaurang Das Babaji Maharaj is very sick. And the devotees, disciples gave message to his Gurudev, means Paramagurudev, was the disciple. So at that time, Gaurang Das Babaji's Gurudev is Ramadas Baba. So Ramadas Baba immediately said, bring him to Calcutta. I bring him. It's best doctor in Calcutta. But unfortunately, disease was very serious. Doctors say, I cannot operate. It's too late. Then Ramadas Baba, what he did is amazing. Ramadas Baba brought Gaurang Das, his disciple Gaurang Das Babaji Maharaj in front of Murti of his Gurudev, Radha Raman Charan Das Baba. So this is your Gaurang Das. Your miracle is only in this book. Or your miracle is still going on now. So you decide whatever you like, you know. Ramadas Baba said to Gurudev. Then Gaurang Das was meditating and then he saw his Paramagurudev, Radha Raman Charan Das Baba. And his Paramagurudev asking, what's happening to Gaurang Das? Don't you know I'm suffering? Don't you understand? I'm suffering. And Gaurang Das say like this. And then Paramagurudev was, you know, just massaging his part of disease. then all say all poison, all some what do you say? Mucus. Everything, you know, is going out. Then after that, Gauranga Das become cure and become all right. So I was feeling, oh, how Paramagurudeva is merciful unto us. Because material relationship, father, mother has responsibility to the children. So sometimes they may little bit, correcting, sometimes punishing, sometimes. But the grandfather, grandmother is no responsibility and very kind to grandchildren. So I felt yesterday, oh my God, actually, Paramagurudeva is very merciful. Just we have to pray and we have to pray. I need your mercy and your help. So this is maybe I debate, but yesterday was so nice festival. Everybody put, garland to the Paramagurudeva and glorify. And then after that, in that garland, we put to our Gurudev Sadhu Maharaj.
Wow, I just want to add also, Maharaj, that I saw in a small video clip that I think Ma Yoga Shakti was giving on Radha Dasyam, how deep you were all touched and absorbed in this kirtan of this wonderful, kirtaniya, what you say, that he also, by his singing, he gave this picture of embrace. And I want to add also, I was very envious when I saw how you all got the yellow powder by Gurudev and you powder each other, because this is a very intimate exchange of love. And I say, oh, Suniti, why are you not there? You are such a fool. Because I remember very strongly how Gurudev explained to us the coloring meaning. Okay, first of all, it is springtime, and the yellow color represents the spring, the sun, that it's going to be warmer now. But it's also the springtime of our love. We want to be colored in the love of Radha Mohan. And Gurudev explained many times to us that our old image of myself, like I am this person and that person, and I have, this and that background, I come from this family, I come from this school, this university. This is like the old colors of our lives. And I know, because as a devotee that has been practicing Vaidhi Bhakti for many years, and as a woman who like to always watch that she has a nice clothes, I always try to avoid the coloring. Because I think, what is the use of this color? It is so stupid to always change new minute clothes. You don't get the spots out of your dress. This I was kind of vain, looking always to look good and to feel clean and this and that. But Gurudev was like chastising and giving the right understanding. He said, no, don't look externally on your clothes and on your spots of your dress, of your chadar. He said, you have to accept the colors of love. And when we color each other, or like when our dear brothers and sisters, and also especially Gurudev and all the older Vaishnavas, when they are coloring me, they give their love on me, on the soul, on this dasi. And they make us feel the real love exchange. So then I really understand that I should be more, not so in this vaidi, in this clean, I must be clean mood, but more, no, I want to be colored by the color of your love, Gurudev. When you are giving this yellow color on my face, or when Radha Mohan is giving me this color through you, through her Dasi, then I feel very much blessed and warm and sheltered. And I want to always have the new colors of your love.
Mm. Thank you, Zumiti.
Thank you.
And especially yesterday we put yellow color. Yellow color is Radha's, you know, Radha's color and Pitambara Krishna's cross. So we want to put Radha Mohan's feeling, especially Radhika's feeling. And Kishori, you want to share something?
Radhe, Radhe, Dandavat to all. Yeah, very beautiful sharing. Thank you very much, Ananda Maharaj, Suniti. Very nice flow. Still my cross. This jacket is still yellow. And my Yoga Shakti's cheek is still yellow.
I received again this morning and I was like, oh, how sweet. And now listening to you, it's like, oh, yes. I
yeah. And yeah, we are talking about yesterday's this Parama Gurudeva's appearance day. And now Gurudev said yesterday, same as Jayananda Maharaj, if we beg mercy from Parama Gurudev, everything is fulfilled. That's why we need mercy from Parama Gurudev. Recently, Gurudev strongly said, and now Mayoga Shakti Didi and Madranjit and some devotees starting to seva, new seva in Mandir, Parama Gurudeva Samadhi seva. Is this already shared in sharing?
No.
Maybe my Yoga Shakti did it very nicely. My English is not good. Please.
You can share.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Thank you. Yeah, very beautiful seva. I want to listen.
Yeah, thank you, Kishori. It's a good idea to share this perhaps in the classes the next days because Gurudev has really a big desire. It's coming from his heart that Samadhi should be like Radha Mohan temple and Shiva temple, Gopeshwar temple, independent, and that with the donations we receive, that we finance projects like new painting, the walls inside, outside, new bed sheets for the beds behind. Perhaps some devotees that don't know, but they are really the beds from, so because they are still living there, and on new clothes and flower decoration. So to support all this beautiful seva project, Gurudev said yesterday it was like the start, the seed, and his heart wish and is And we also did little sweets. I sent also the photos in the group, perhaps you saw. And with a little sticker, and there's Param Gurudev on it and giving his blessing. So it's written blessings from our Param Gurudev and Govindadas Babaji Maharaj. And this should be distributed every day when it's darshan time. So when the curtains are open, the doors are open from Samadhi, somebody of us should sit there singing, perhaps also kirtan, and distributing if people enter the temple and coming to Samadhi, so that there's some program going on and attracting and also giving to everybody. So if somebody wants to give from the heart a donation, it's most welcome, but we should give this prasad, the sweets, to everybody. And we should organize this now under the devotees who are there and when you are coming, so that everybody can participate. And we will have like a meeting also perhaps tomorrow, that we decide together which project now to sponsor first with the money we collected now from yesterday, with the sweets and in the donation box. We counted everything, and this makes Gurudev really, really happy. is, yeah. And we can feel all the love coming from Param Gurudev. Thank you. Radhe Radhe.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much, my Yoga Shakti Didi. And one thing I want to add more about this project, what Gurudev says. Parama Gurudev always just give. Give and give spontaneously. So if someone, just now my Yoga Shakti Didi says, someone who wants to give donate, it's okay. No donate, it's okay. But spontaneously, just give. Then automatically, mercy come and this seva will going on. This is a long, long time Gurudeva's desire. Now Parama Gurudeva's will appear in Guru Samadhi. We have become a part of Parama Gurudeva Lila again. This is the beauty of Mungeru Mandir. That's why I want to share about this big project. It will become success because of Sadhu Maharaj's will, Parama Gurudeva's will, means Radha Mohan's will. Beautiful devotees are there, Jara there.
I also now have a little, something came. Also Gurudev said, when we come, we can have from this little sweet packages and we can take home to Europe, to Asia, to South America, where we live, and distribute also around us this sweets, and also to everybody who wants to donate, we take, and who cannot, it's also fine. We just give. And then the donation, next time we come to Mungamani, we can bring the money, the Lakshmi, and this will finance the new projects. Mm. Yeah, this is also very sweet.
Wow, very nice, very sweet. Because Gurudev is always position of I'm servant of my Gurudev, Radha Govindas Bhaj Maharaj. We also, our position, we are servant, humble servant of Sadhu Maharaj. We are humble servant of our Parama Gurudev, Radha Govindas Babaji Maharaj. This is Gurudev's, I think, feeling. And our feeling also should be like this. Thank you very much.
We continue?
Yes.
So we don't want to leave the material plane to cross this river to reach the spiritual world. Then another distraction comes. The Brahman effulgence, God consciousness. I know that I'm a soul. So you easily stop there. No problem. Stop there. But it is impersonal. Prabhupada mentioned in his Bhagavad Gita introduction that there are three kinds of transcendentalists: the jnani, yogi, and devotee. They are different. Do not mix them up. When the goal is fixed, devotion starts. I have no goal. How devotion will start? Devotion means caring and loving. The seed is successful when it gives fruits of love, prema, pal, to Krishna. Question, why we chant Nityananda Ram? Gurudeva, Ram is the Bija mantra of Radhika. Nitai Ram is the one who always creates the meeting of Radha and Krishna. Also in Mahamantra, we see Ram, and it is not Ramachandra or Balaram. Wonderful. It is Rameti Ram. Hare means Radhika. Radhika is stealing Krishna. How she is stealing? By embracing. Second Hare Krishna, Krishna is in Radhika's embrace. And from inside, Krishna says, Krishna, Krishna, and Hare, Hare, means he also embraces Radhika now. Try to understand. First Hare is because of Radhika, and last Hare is Krishna embracing her. Then a Manjari is coming and she says, Hare Ram, oh my dear, you are really in Ramana, in meeting time. You are close. You are embracing. And you will go to the Kunja. I want to serve you. This Ram is stealing the heart of who? Of the Manjari. Ram is calling to the Manjari to come and help and serve the Kunja pastimes. It will come the time that you will not do anything. Only you watch and all happens. Why we are chanting? To enter and serve in the name of this mantra. That is to relish. If not, it is only Nama Bas.
Maybe some person may not know Nama Bas. If Suniti Didi, could you explain Shuddhanam, Namabhas, and Namaparada?
Maybe also Radha Charanji. He is better, older devotee. Can you explain Namabhas, please?
Yeah, Radha Charanji also very, very known.
It's three stages of chanting of holy name. We can find this in the book called Harinama Chintamani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, or anyway we can find in Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ah, yes. Dude is asking me to speak slowly. I will try. The real chanting of holy name is called Shuddhanam. Pure holy name means devotee calling his Ishtadevata. He's calling like children calling his mother, kids calling mother in this way. It's not formal pronunciation of some names. And aparad, it means offensive, means without love. Apa means without rada, without rada, without love, chanting. No love in heart, no means no relationship, means absorption in material things. Desire and material things. And Namabhas means semblance or shadow of real Nam. It means not so much aparad, not so much offense, but not no relationship, strong relationship. This devotee can think during chanting about lilas or about holy places, some spiritual subjects. But not so much relationship. No, it's pulling in the heart towards Ishta Devata. Mm-hmm. How I'm understanding this. It's coming gradually. Gradually. First, usually, Nama Aparad means no relationship. Devotee just started his chanting. Mm-hmm. Sometime he will chant Namabhas. Because of Namabhas, he become purified. And then, when he purified, something can actually, it's just mercy of Srimati Radhika, mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas. Then Shuddhanam can come. It even can come in any moment. I remember once I read one book, Gaura Lila. Before I never read so much. Little. But in that moment, I received first time in Russian big book about Gaura Lila. I was completely absorbed in this book. In one moment, the feelings so strong come from the heart. I started to call the names Gaur, Nitai, Gadadhar, Advaita, Srivas. It was so strong desire. And one devotee was passing close and he'll, oh, whoa, 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 be careful, they will appear. Actually, they already appear in the form of name in this moment. Oh. And that's in that time, no sensation. Mm-hmm. It just was caused by absorption in Lila. Because they now become for me alive in my heart, in my consciousness. Radhe.
Sunididi, could you add or something?
Wow. I think very beautiful, this gradual development of feelings and absorption. First, it's like a mechanical repetition, maybe, with no much knowledge or hearing, or just trying to speak, trying to enter purification process. And then this namabhas is a semblance, is something closer. Something closer to the pure name. And I must say that it's not that when you chant for many, many years, you're always on the same level. We all know that the mind is always there and the senses always say, do this, do that. So I think like Radha Charan Prabhuji was saying that it's the mercy that we have the feelings. And I feel after I hear this explanation of Gurudev, what we just read, what we just hear from Mahayoga Shakti, that how Mahamantra is so much alive is the embrace of Radha Mohan. That has helped me so much in my spiritual feelings. Because I just don't only chant the syllables, not only the names, but I have a feeling for a vision. I can feel they are together. And I want to serve them when they are together. And I pray to my Gurudev, to my Vaishnavas, to the Guru Parampara, that they will help me, that I am accepted as a servant. And then by the process, because we have heard now the many days, the Cheto Dapa Namajanam prayers of Lord Chaitanya. By the process of purification, our all being will become more able to purely and lovingly and feelingly chant. And then we go into the staiba of that relation that Gurudev has given to me. That fixed relation to Mahamantra, like a Dasi now. And then when we chant with this deep feeling of connectivity and deep prayers of mercy, then we can also feel some tears are coming, separation is coming, desire is growing. And it's very beautiful that this relishment, may we all help each other to relish more and more the deep lila of the holy name. One day I was asking Gurudev, because sometimes he gives a diksha and he says, these diksha mantras are so powerful. They are so powerful. And he always tells us, Radha Mohan Baba, Mohan Baba, he was chanting for so and so many years at Govardhan only the Karma Gayatri, and he became so pure. And I said to Gurudev, well, Gurudev, if they are so powerful, why do we chant Mahamantra? We can only chant our Diksha mantras, isn't it? And he said, oh, no. We need some Leela. We need this Leela, this beautiful, beautiful embrace. And then he gave me a hint. I feel he gave me a hint. When we are chanting Mahamantra and this coming more on a level of purity, then the forms of Radha Mohan will appear and we can feel, not only feel, but see at one time how they are dancing, how they are playing, how they are hiding. And all the verses of Vilapa Kushmanjali, like for example, when they are dancing in the Rasa Leela, they become alive. And I think this is, I'm not on this level. I honestly say, I pray for it. But then I guess one day when the eyes and the heart are so much with the, you know, salve of prema, when this cream and the covering of prema will come, then I can see them, I can feel, I can hear them, and I can serve them. That is the Shodhana. But that is like Radha Charanji said, this is the mercy, and we pray, and sometimes we get like a glimpse. We get a little bit glimpse. We get these feelings.
Wonderful, Zaniti. Thank you so much. I think really because I'm really struggling still with chanting, especially when I'm not here. And so this will really help me to remember your sweet explanation. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Maybe, you know, both, you know, Radha Charanji and Sunitiji explained very nicely. I want to give a little another insight. Nama para is like in the darkness. We don't see anything. We don't know we cannot see myself. We cannot see our Ishtadeva or other people. We don't see anything. This is darkness. Nama bath is like in the morning before sunrise. Slowly, slowly, like lightning is appears. And slowly, slowly, we could see, but we cannot see clearly. That is Nama bath. So we understand, oh, we are spiritual, but I cannot see clearly. This is kind of numbers. Shuddha Nama is like a sunrise. So we could see everything. We know my Swarupa. We could see my Swarupa. We could see our Ishta Swarupa. Also, another Guru Manjari Ishta, you know, Swarupa. This is kind of Shuddha Nama. So Gurudeva's, it is say, he was in front of Radha Mohan. Radha Mohan appeared and embraced together. And then at that time, he realized Mahamantra's meaning. Also, I had same like Suniti Didi. Sometimes Virapaksa Manjari, we should chant Ishtadeva's name. Then our name is, you know, our Ishta Radha. Then we may think, oh, we may chant Radha's name, that's enough. But the Gurudev say, no. We have to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Because Hare Krishna Mantra, also Radha Mantra, also Yugara Mantra. In this Yugara Mantra, need Manjari and all leaders including. But only Nam may not include all Leela. But especially Mahamantra, including all Leela. Gayatri also very nice, but Gayatri is made in a kind of specific mantra. Gayatri could say some mantra may including all Leela, but like Mahamantra is very much recommended. That's I same thing also heard from Gurudev. Thank you very much.
Just now, Jayananda Maharaj said what Gurudev said. At that time, I also sitting there. And Gurudev said, why only Radha name is not enough? Because chant only Radha name is I want to become like Radha. It's Saki Baba. That's why Mahamantra, Radha's Krishna, Radha's Mohan, is perfect for Manjari. That's why Mahamantra is Yugara Mantra. Jai Radhe.
Thank you very much.
Before, it was not happening, so you have to push. But when feelings and sambandha will come, then relish will come. This Maha Mantra is the relishment of the name of the Lord without pressure. I never push anyone to go to the temple. Yes, Gurudev is never pushing me.
It's really so merciful. I never push anyone to go to the temple. Why? Because I check how much you are connected with Ishtadeva. Ishta Nishta, by pressure, will not come. By chance, it happens. There is no reason. When this will happen, all disturbances will go. Why we come to Vrindavana? To start testing that. It is not that you have to practice for 30 years for that. You can fall in love in 1 minute. And when it will happen, everything will start changing in your life. I don't know. But this is my experience. It takes only one moment to change. Without Radhika's mercy, this flow cannot come in your life. If you want many things in life, then you go to Krishna. Because he is the creator of the universe and he can give all that you want. But Radha Bhaktas have only one pointed seva, and this Radha's Krishna.
Yeah, this is na Radha Mahayoga Shakti. Sometimes yeah. One word is missing.
No problem. Yeah. And this is Radha's Krishna.
And also, this is a Gurudev's kind, little kind of cynically, little kind of in a joking way, he's saying. Sometimes we go to Vishnu, Krishna, and sometimes like Amazon. Oh my Lord, please give me wife, please give me money, please give me husband, please give me house, please give me in job, you know, like this. Kind of praying. But Radha Dasi never ask anything from Radhika. That only they want is service of Radhika. They want to see Radhika's happy or Radha's Mohan's happy. That is only their wishes. So therefore, you know, like another Vaidhi Bhakta is, and Radha Dasi is quite different.
Mm. They have Krishna's happiness in mind, not his things. When you see Radhika, she only wants to serve Krishna by her love, nothing else. So if you want material things, you go to Krishna as God. If you want real love, you go to Radhika to serve in Raja's mood. No, there is no other way.
Wow.
Yes, this is about the things, no? What do we want? Do I want you or do I want what you have? Because Krishna has many things. He is the owner of everything in this universe. So sometimes, like Jayananda Maharaj said, we are asking for things. But then Srimati Radhika has only this. She wants to make him happy. And your happiness is my happiness. And the Manjaris are in the same way with Srimati Radhika. When you are happy, we are happy, I am happy. So this is, this difference between asking from God about the things or serving love.
In a second moment, Guru Deva said, Rameti Ram, they embrace themselves so strong that their bodies become one, Chaitanya, like a sandwich. Radhika is outside and Krishna is inside, like cheese. Philadelphia? Philadelphia cheese? And we found these nice pictures where Radhika and Krishna hug themselves and their body mix in one. Lala Samayi Praratana, prayer full of longing by Srila Narottama Das Thakur.
Goranga borite habe prakasharina hari hari borite na yaneba beniya.
Why do we sing Goranga? Because he is Krishna as Radhika. We see him as Radha and Krishna. And when we sing his name, we feel shivering and tears coming. Gorangi becomes Goranga. Goranga distributing prema in Radhika's mood. This is her mercy, kind love to all living entities. This was never given before. This is the special gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Araka benitai chande koruna hoibe samsara basana mora kabe tu chahabe.
Who is Nitai? He is Balarama, Adi Guru, the original Guru. So Nitai is our original Gurudeva. He is giving us strength and power and mercy. Which mercy is he giving us through our own Gurudeva?
Vishaya Sharia Kabe Shudaha Bemana Kabe Hamahera Shri Vrindavana.
This mercy Nitai is giving. No more Vishaya, no more attachments to worldly desires. Our hearts and minds will be pure. Through Guru Deva's kripa, mercy, we can see Shri Vrindavana.
Rupa Raghunatha Pade Hoibe Akuti Kabe Hama Bhuja Bose Jugara Piriti.
Why Sri Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunatha Das Goswami? Because they are Sri Rupa Manjari and Sri Rati Manjari in Krishna Lila, and they are very, very close to our Swamini, Srimati Radhika. Without their mercy, we can never become Radhika's maidservants. Sri Rupa Manjari is in the head of all Manjaris.
No, she is the head of all Manjaris. And she is in the head of all Manjaris. She's the headmaster.
Sorry. Sri Rupa Manjari is the head of all Manjaris. We are Rupanugas. We follow Srila Rupa Goswami and also Sri Rupa Manjari, externally and internally.
Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Mora Asha Prarutana Koro Esada Narottama Dasa.
Without the mercy of the Mahayanas,
Mahajanas,
the great saints, we cannot practice our sadhana. If we read the poems of Srila Narottama Das Thakur, all perfection can come. They are so deep, everything is there.
So, okay.
Okay, this just be translation.
Yeah, translation. When will that auspicious moment come to me? When there will be shivering of the body as soon as I chant Lord Gauranga's name? And after the shivering, while chanting Hare Krishna, when will there be tears pouring down from my eyes?
Radhe,